basically, you know, this is when you talked about the counterweight. This would be the counterweight here. This section here, when the bridge goes up, it goes down. And what turns it, turns on all these gears here. The motors are over here. They turn that gear, and that turns this, and it just kind of works its all the way around, and it just comes out on the little rack thing.
What's the power source for this? Are these electrical or?
No, yeah, electrical. These are DC drives right here. They basically will turn, run these motors, and those motors turn those gears. Uh-huh. And like I said, this is, you know, this bridge is really simple. The only thing probably they've added, they're these almost original gears and stuff. They added these when we did the rehab, the new DC drives. But a lot of this stuff in this bridge is original.
So when you're saying that this is quite a simple bridge, can you tell me a bit more? Like, how does this compare to?
Well, compared to like 520 or First Avenue, where they have PLC drives, where basically they're driven by a computer. There's no computer involved in this. This is strictly, you know, a manual bridge.
Is this a fairly standard design of its time?
Yeah, for its time. Like I said, it was built in 1923, or I believe it was built in 23, and it started operations in 25, I believe. I'm not sure about those dates. No, there's, you know, a lot of things. We got issues with the grid deck. We have to watch that, and there's talk about them rehabbing that, so.
What, issues of just corrosion?
Well, grid decks are especially with the lot of truck traffic and the increased truck traffic with the new stadium and with the Sound Transit. We've gotten a lot more truck traffic across. So we've had failed sections of our grid deck. And we're basically going out and putting Band-Aids on them, you know, just to make sure they'll hold and stuff. But something will have to be done long term. But so that's, you know, the biggest thing. We have to keep an eye on the grid deck. We've been doing work on our center locks out there.
And the center locks are the mechanisms that lock the two parts of the carriageway together.
Yeah, we can go out there if you like.
Yeah, cool, that'd be great. Yeah. So we're in through a workshop, out the other side, over the water, and up underneath the carriageway on a metal grill walkway.
This is basically the center lock here that holds two spans together.
Okay.
Basically, sure. We have it's a beam that extends out into this side by use of these gears.
Uh-huh.
They'll extend this one out. There's a duplicate on just the same thing on the other side.
Uh-huh.
It's just the beam extends out
and
locks it in.
So it's just like a deadbolt.
Pretty much, yeah.
Huge deadbolt.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.